Welcome to the latest edition of Learn English with Everest. My name is Amy, and in this series, we are telling stories. From inspirational tales of mountain climbing to sea swimming, from spooky ghost stories to musical memories. We hope you enjoy it. This podcast is brought to you by Everest Language School. Life is full of challenges. Some of these we face on a daily basis, while others make a bigger impact. Whether it's setting up your own business, learning to swim, moving to a new country, getting the courage to perform in front of a crowd, or scaling a mountain, these moments can shape your life. On this episode, we are talking challenges. Story 1. 4 years ago, almost to the day, I accepted a challenge. A friend of mine was putting together a small team of people to do something that none of us had done before. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Without thinking too much about it, I jumped at the chance. Who doesn't love a new adventure? In less than a year's time, I would be packing up and heading across the world to start a trek through the foothills of the Himalayas to Everest Base Camp. The adventure begins in Kathmandu, the capital of Nepal, and known as the City of a Thousand Temples. The team are tired after the journey, yet giddy with excitement for what lies ahead. From here, we take a flight to Lukla, the starting point of the trek. In a plane just big enough to hold 12 of us, we navigate the narrow valleys and land at the world's most dangerous airport, which boasts a runway of a tiny 527 meters. From here, we start walking. You won't see any traffic anymore, except for yaks, donkeys, locals carrying triple their weight in produce, and lots of fellow trekkers, porters, and guides. It is hard to describe the ever-changing landscape as we climb higher. The temperature drops, the smells, the air quality. But one thing is for sure, we have left Ireland behind. We pass imposing gorges with rivers gushing through them. We cross rope bridges. We pass temples. We walk and we keep walking. We go up, we go down, and we start to acclimatize. We mostly stay in tea houses along the way, and nothing is more welcomed than some hearty grub after a day's walking. You walk on average 7 to 8 hours per day. I'm making it sound easy, but as you climb higher, there is an ever-increasing risk of altitude sickness. This affects your sleep, your appetite, your energy, and ultimately your breathing. By the time we will reach base camp, our lung capacity will have dropped, two of our team will have turned back due to altitude sickness, and a further two will be helicoptered out after reaching base camp. This leaves just 5 of us on our descent. Throw in a chest infection, an impending tonsillitis, you can see the challenges were far from over, and we were still walking. It took 7 days to ascend, with 2 days of rest, and 3 to get back down. And once our feet were firmly back in Kathmandu, we were able to celebrate. What an achievement! I had reached my highest point to date, 5545 meters. Story 2.
There are so many challenges that you face when moving to a new country, especially when you are trying to learn a new language. Ireland is famed for the friendliness of its people and their kindness, but what you might find difficult is understanding us.
Hey, Borges! Borges!
Most of the time, students arriving in Ireland will...
You know what I'd like to do with these, don't you, Borges?
Maybe you studied
snip,
in
snip.
Or watched a few English language films. However, when you land, the reality is a bit different. The accent is not what you expected, and there are phrases you've never heard before. But don't panic. keep calm. You got this. Here are a few tips to help you get that accent on your ear.
Watch Irish TV shows and films.
Try to watch them without subtitles, or at least with subtitles in English first. This will give you two separate routes to understanding, both visual and auditory. And if you watch them over and over, you get more familiar with the accent and understand the phrases. Win-win.
Listen to local radio.
Soon the radio announcer will become clearer and get easier to understand. Or why not follow Irish YouTubers? No matter what they are talking about, listen out for new vocab and phrases.
Listen to podcasts.
If you are listening to this, well, you are already on the right track. While you are out for a walk, why not tune into an Irish podcast? Listening to audio with Irish accents, especially those with transcripts, can really enhance your listening skills. Finally, chat away to your neighbours, the man in the local shop, and get practising.
Need a few phrases to help you out?
What's the crack?
This is a direct translation from the Irish language and means fun. We use it to ask you how you are or what's happening.
Grand, delighted, or class.
Grand is probably used the most out of all three of those words. It means fine. Delighted is used in a similar way to love to. For example, I would be delighted to go to the concert. And you can use class when something is amazing. That was class.
Gas.
When something is hilarious or funny or just fun, it is gas.
Wrecked.
You will hear Irish people say this when they are referring to how tired they are.
Yoke.
This is another word for something you don't know the name of or what to call it, like thingamajig. Or that thing. Irish folk will call it a yoke.
Your man. Your one.
This is not related to your actual man or your husband or boyfriend, but rather refers to some guy.
No bother.
This saying is similar to the way some countries would say no worries. It means something is no trouble at all.
Come here to me.
When Irish people say come here, they just mean listen, no need to actually come here.
Hopefully all of these will help you overcome the challenges of understanding English in Ireland.
Story 3. We are often faced with rejection. Maybe you didn't get the job you were hoping for. Maybe you didn't get the promotion at work, or the part in the school show, or picked for the sports team. But it is how you face this rejection that can be the making of you.
Today, muggles of all ages can't imagine a world without the magic of Harry Potter. But once upon a time, J.K. Rowling wasn't so sure. She was faced with lots of adversity and overcame lots of challenges on her way to becoming a multi-award winning author. Soon after she first had the idea for Harry Potter, her mother passed away and she found it hard to write while she was grieving. For a change of scenery, she then took a job teaching English in Portugal and set a goal for herself. The first Harry Potter book will be complete by the time she returns from Portugal. Things, however, did not go as planned. During this time, her marriage ended and she was now faced with raising a baby daughter alone and so came back to England. She had no job, no book and a baby to support. This is when she says she hit rock bottom. She struggled with depression during this time, but nevertheless she followed her dream and started writing again. When she finally finished the first three chapters, she sent the manuscript off to a publisher, but it was rejected. She then sent it to another, who also passed on the project. Her manuscript was sent to 12 different publishers before Bloomsbury took a chance on Harry Potter. And the rest, as they say, is history. After 20 years and 500 million books sold all over the world in 80 languages, the books still have the power to transport us to a whole new world and will continue to do so for generations to come.
This podcast is brought to you by Everest Language School. You can find the transcript and list of difficult vocabulary from this and all other episodes on our website, everestlanguageschool.com/podcast.